We are speaking with colleagues from Central Michigan University on the subject of science educators are turning to the performing arts. Not my title, but written from the science writer in Forbes magazine, picking up on the recent paper in Teaching Artists Journal and a collaboration here at Central Michigan University involving dancers, musicians, and puppeteers in the creation of performances that teach students about scientific concepts, quote, unquote. It began back in 2013, and this begins, as the article notes, so I guess we will begin with you, biology lecturer Wylene Pengel. If you could give us an idea about the origins of this, and then I'm assuming that this began with you and then began to grow from there as more of a collaborative effort that we'll talk more with your colleagues on.
Absolutely, and I actually remember vividly how it started. I came at CMU, it was 2013, and right away I wanted to see if I could get some dance happening in my lecture to help biology concepts. And I had something in mind, and I remember because I sent a lot of emails, and I heard nothing. And then I found Heather's name as a dance coordinator, and I thought, well, I can send one more email. And I heard within minutes from Heather. And so the contrast was big. And I think within a couple days, we already had an idea, a thought, and something in mind. Heather is very good at making things happen. And so that the collaboration started at this point and then just grew.
Why, first of all, Wylene, the idea of incorporating dance into the biology studies? What then was the beginning of the idea that quickly brought Heather on board?
I had witnessed it at Ohio State University from a mentor, and I had seen, I thought, what it could become, and I was eager, once I had a classroom of my own, to make something like that happen and see where it could go. And so I was inspired, definitely, by what I'd seen as a postdoc at Ohio State.
And Heather Trummer-Beardsley, you are the one who responds quickly to emails, and in so responding, picked up on Wylene's idea. Was it an idea or a concept that you had thought about yourself or had seen done anywhere else or simply intrigued by the idea? What quickly drew you into the process of this?
Absolutely. I had not thought of doing it, but I had heard of the program Dance Your PhD, where people have dancers dance their dissertations to make it more accessible. So when I got Wylene's email, I thought of that immediately, but more than that, I thought about the opportunity to do something outside of our department. We do a lot of shows, but it's exciting to collaborate across campus. We call it dancing across campus. And, you know, work with someone else, give our students another performance opportunity. And so that first rehearsal was exciting, where Wylene was explaining the science and the students and I were learning together. And the first one took a while. It took us a long time to figure out how to dance the data, right? How to dance the science and dance the process that was being explained to the biology students. But that opportunity to work in another way at CMU was what intrigued me most.
Do the dance kids look at the biology kids in a weird way or vice versa, thinking, well, those are the people that are in that building. I don't ever see them. Or once in a while, I, you know, sat next to somebody at a football game or a basketball game. I would guess that I say that kind of in jest, but I would think that the students are, you know, they're more apt perhaps to see the possibility sometimes than we as the adults would be, or the old stodgy types that might not think that the things can be bridged. What was their reaction?
Two things I'm going to respond to, and then I'll let Wylene jump in. One is that at first it took some convincing to the dance students. You know, as I was trying to figure out what this was, I had to find ways to explain to the dance students what was about to happen. But now that we've been doing it so long and we've done additional performance projects based in scientific concepts, the students want to be involved. And they come to us asking, when do I get to do the self-division dance? And then the second thing that's important to note is when the dancers arrive at Wylene's lecture, we're coming to a lecture hall of about 100 or more students, and we're not dressed, the students aren't dressed as one would imagine a dancer would be dressed. We infiltrate the classroom, and they have no idea that we're there. And we sit in the lecture, and then Willene does, you know, her attendance and her initial questions. And then she starts lecturing about cell division, and the dancers literally rise up out of the hall and start dancing the lecture that Willene is doing. And so that is the moment where the biology students look around and don't understand what's happening, because we are literally flash mobbing her biology class with scientific process dancing.
Who let these people in the sign
door? Exactly.
What's going on?
Exactly. But then the second time that we do the dance, Willene lectures over it so that the students are able to connect the scientific concepts and the words of the process of cell division to the dancing. And so that's the moment where I think we have a little bit of disconnect that very quickly becomes a strong connection.
And I will add, when I contacted Heather, I came from very much thinking about my students. How can I make my lectures that can be dry, right? I'm teaching non-major biology students. They don't want to do science for the most part. They dread this course. They take it, if they can, a very last semester. How can I make it more engaging, more memorable, and find entryways to go beyond some of the misconceptions they might have about what science looks like and let them see that science can be exciting? And so I came at it, I picked the most boring topics I could find in my syllabus, which, let's be honest, cell division is one of them. And I thought, well, how do I, quote, jazz this up? How do I make it more fun in a way that they can still learn and maybe even have higher exam scores after an experience, but that opens things up? What surprised me the most with Heather's collaboration quickly is that I did not foresee the effect would have or the impact would have on our dance students, right? I came out from, you know, what do I do in my biology class? And we now have a whole generation of dance students that are exposed to the science in a way they never had before, that are experiencing, like, they'll never think about cell division in the same light, whether it's cell division or hyena biology or whatever else we've done. And to me, this is one of the biggest surprises I had. It was very exciting.
Science meeting the arts here at Central Michigan University, and it is garnering national attention via the recent publication of the article in Forbes magazine. That you can find online, an overlap of science and art and science educators turning to the performing arts. A couple of ideas then, as we talk about that here today on Mosaic, as we often say, where music meets the arts. And both of you, Heather and Willene, both referred to the idea of it being dry in concept and students rising out and the biology students not necessarily dressed for the occasion. So that brings to ideas the costume design behind this. And were they dancing just freeform, or did they have music, or how then did we start to incorporate your colleagues joining us here today, Jay and Ann, from the music and the costume end of that? We'll begin with you, Ann, how you were brought in to this process along the way.
Well, I think I was first brought in on the Dunes project, and then we sort of went back to the cell division. They had been doing the cell division project for a time or two before I was brought in. So we started a project because of the collaboration of Heather and Malene with the cell project. We started sort of forming this little group that we have now. And we were going to do a project based in the ecological system of Michigan's sand dunes. And so we went to our biology class of Willene's and learned about, how the water and the grasses and the little animals and the trees all interact, play, you know, an important part in the ecological system in Michigan. And in that project, that's where we started to bring in the music and the costume ideas and how those would support the story, the dance, and the science behind that project. And then we sort of backed up, and I've helped with how, you know, the rubber bands and things that were needed for the cell project, just to help enhance it a little bit. I think it was important with the cell project to keep it very organic, in that the students, the dancing students, don't look like they are costumed, or that they don't look like they belong in the biology class, that they blend in with the biology students.
So as Heather was saying, as this the lecture for Willene gets to the certain point, and they get up and start to do the movements associated with that, you've got them dressed down yet enhanced in a certain way, so that somebody sitting there, I don't know if this is an 8 o'clock class or not, but somebody, even at whatever hour of the day in the lecture hall, is suddenly taken aback by somebody next to them starting to go into motion.
Right, that's correct.
And do they do this then, or have they been doing this without any sound? Jay Batzner, how did this then incorporate you into the presentation, where we started to want to expand this yet a step further and put some original music to this idea?
Well, the music that they use for the cell division dance, I'm honestly not sure what you use for.
For the cell division dance, we've used different rhythmic sequences. From that, Jay came into the Dunes collaboration, as Anne did.
Right, right. Heather and I had worked on some other projects together, and it was really Dunes that brought the four of us together in one cohesive unit to say, let's do this right. Let's make a whole brand new thing that brings the four of us together. So there again, everything kind of stemming from Willene's storytelling of biology, explaining these scientific concepts. In the case of Dunes, it was, you know, ecological succession, that we all kind of learned what that was, because I had no idea. And then we all sort of separately, simultaneously created our own expressions of that idea. And that's where that piece came from.
Stemming from. I don't know if that was a deliberate, but the idea, and I certainly believe in the concept of STEM, but I will beg the indulgences of Mr. Webster, and we'll respell it to say STEAM, because that is what we have here.
Sure.
And I wonder, I'll put this out to kind of the general gathering here, as to where do you think, now that you have brought this, and Willene, you mentioned the idea that of first that this came to you from the past experience at Ohio State, but I wonder now that these ideas and collaborations have kind of bubbled up and branched into the Dunes project and are still going on in the biology classes, where do the four of you now sit as to what might be next? Who has the idea of what might be next, and who wants to run with that?
I can start, but I would love for my colleagues to jump in. I've been wanting to do something on climate change for a while, and so I think that's what we decided collectively to tackle next. I think tackling issues where the art can have a very important voice on a scientific topic is where I think our strength lies, at least for me. And using the science as the source of inspiration, but I would argue in my science class, I can show graph after graph after graph of what happens with climate change. And sure, the students look at it. Sure, they learn it. Sure, they tell me back at the end of the exam, you know, on an exam, what's going on. But on topics like this that have a societal side, that where, you know, you have society, but you also have science, I think we have a role we can play, where we show them the same information that remains scientifically accurate, but in a completely different approach, using dance, visuals, music to resonate with students in a way that we wouldn't by just showing a picture.
So does it become a unique lecture presentation as the cell division origins of all of this, or does this eventually branch out to become a staged production? And if so, between Heather and Jay, how would the three of you pull this together in terms of, and I think of, you know, the idea of the music and a lyricist, you know, does somebody have the music first? Does somebody have the words first? Or in this case, the dance first? Or does somebody have the concept of the costume, which lends to the dance? How will this branch out into
All of the above.
So yeah. I get a passing grade on Waleen's exam. Well, that's good. I would go back and see if my transcripts need any brushing up. Good.
I do want to point out that we have done that as a performance, and we didn't mention, but we've done a piece last year that we called Clan, which was very much that, where it went beyond the classroom, performed, built for a performance with all of my collaborators' amazing artistic work on display. And so,
yeah, so that piece was about based in Waleen's hyena research. And then Dunes also was a full performance as well. Our Dunes and Clans were both presented as part of the CMU University Theater dance concert. And then they've also been performed in Virginia, Detroit, just outside of Chicago. We've taken pieces. And with this next piece on climate change, the same thing. I think it will premiere here at Busch Theater as part of the University Theater's main stage season. But I imagine it will quickly go elsewhere. And, you know, we were just laughing that all these things happen at the same time. And that is true. It's wildly chaotic. But what holds it together? And what keeps us on track? And what is the structure of this artistic collaboration? Is that we adhere to the science. And that Waleen just doesn't give us the information at the beginning. She is a continuous collaborator in all of this, coming in to our rehearsals, checking to make sure that while we're being artistic and, you know, making choices based in the art form, the genre that we're working within, that we are maintaining the base of science that we are explaining. So yes, we're all working at the same time, and we love to call it smashing it all together, but it's because we're following a structure, a scientific structure that holds it together.
As these other presentations, collaborations have gone out, and now as you prepare for this next coming together on the issue of climate change, we bring this back around full circle somewhat to where you were exposed to it at Ohio State, Waleen. I wonder then, Forbes has picked this up. Folks are noticing it through the professional journals. Who's contacting any of you? Who is feeding you with ideas? Or is somebody on campus grabbing you, Jay, or grabbing you, Anne, or stopping you, Heather, to say, we can do something else? Is there an idea that now that the template has been set through this branch of science, are others approaching you or colleagues that you may know at other institutions? Where is any potential outside interest coming from?
Well, I think internally, CMU's been extremely supportive of us, and there's, I want to say, kind of a, they might have a bizarre fascination with us, because I don't think anybody on the outside looks at the four of us and what we're doing and thinks, you know, that they know exactly what we're up to. I think they kind of have this puzzled look on their face of the four of you are doing what now? You know, hyenas, you say. Sure.
You're a golf foursome. You're a bowling team. Okay,
yeah, right.
We get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like they don't necessarily know what to expect from us. So we haven't had a lot of sort of outside demands or anything like that. Just kind of more the idea of, what you're doing is cool. Keep doing it.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And right, the whatever it is, I think, is really important, too, because the four of us don't necessarily know what we're doing when we start doing it. We have an idea of what the inspiration is, and we have a deadline for when it needs to be done, but what the actual form is from beginning to end is very flexible and fluid, and the four of us communicate, I think, fairly well, and we also trust each other in representation of their own discipline to make something that is meaningful, that has integrity, and relates back to the source concept. I suppose there's the Vocal Folds piece that we were presenting on this at the College Music Society regional conference a year or so ago. And somebody there said, hey, I'm a voice teacher. You want to do this with voice biology? And Heather, of course, says, sure. and we all basically say sure. Heather just says it so much faster than the rest of us. and we're still kind of figuring out what that piece is and what it's going to be. And it's premiering in April. So we're getting right on that.
Does the idea from did the three of you sit down? You talk about the ongoing connection and communication with Willene when it comes to the science end of this. Does somebody come to the table first, Anne, in terms of somebody's got an idea of, Heather's got the idea of how this can be expressed through the movement, or the science is speaking to Jay, or you've got a visual when it comes to the costumes, or does it literally become the, I think someone said, the smashing together of, mm-hmm. of the whole idea?
Well, the coming up with ideas, I think what has grown from the friendship that has grown out of the first couple of projects that we've done between us has allowed us to just sort of the freedom to throw ideas out. Threw one out yesterday about the songs of the sun, the vibrational sound that the sun makes, and hey, wouldn't that be a cool idea for a project down the road? And that's kind of how many of these projects come about. We're just hanging out, or you know, walking through the hall from one building to the next, and hey, I've got this idea, and it's really also a nice thing that, you know, I'm the costume designer, but I heard this thing about the sun and the sounds and the songs that come from it, and I can bring that up, and they will run with it, and that any of us have the freedom to contribute and to be part of the collaborative process. And that even goes to the costume designs. Like, sometimes I'll come with an inspirational picture. I'll just show Heather a picture. She'll go, oh, that. We have to do that. And it just forms and grows from there. And so any one of us could be the spark or the beginning of that idea or the project that becomes a full-blown production.
Yeah, the only caution, though, is that if there's too many ideas, it's like the Beatles in 68, and you're going to wind up with a white album. You're going to have, it'll be the double album concept because mm-hmm. you've got too many things going mm-hmm. all at once.
That's the cool thing about collaboration, though, especially with this particular group, is that it works in layers. Someone throws out an idea, and then another idea, and layers onto it. And so it builds a structure that creates a new idea that not one of us could have come up on our own. It truly is an interdisciplinary working and structure that at the end we come out with this thing that a little piece of each of us is a part of in this truly collaborative effort. So, yeah, I mean, and I'm listening to us. It sounds chaotic, but really, yes, it is chaotic.
It's totally chaotic.
Right, but it comes, but it's the layering has this, like, creates a pillar, really, that works in a structural way, though.
I've been watching a lot of baking things lately. It's the lamination of layers and the puff pastry. It's all the butter and the folding and the rolling out and the fridging and all that.
We're
kind
making
of
a parfait.
I do want to add on something Jay mentioned. To me, I think it's a critical element of our group is trust. I think that we trust each other and we can let go. I can show the science and back away and let them run with it. Let them get inspired. And yes, I know I can pitch back in and kind of keep them in check if the science starts to get a little weird, but I don't come in and say, well, that's how you should design this because that's what it looks like. I trust Anne to to kind of run with what she got inspired with and create through her own process. And it's the same with the music. It's the same with the dancing. And I think that's why this group works, because we could all be from different disciplines. And if we don't trust each other and kind of have that let go, I think that's when it can become, sure, collaborative, but painful process in the end. And this is, to me, the opposite of painful. I call this my playground. I mean, this is just so much fun compared to what other work I may be doing. Not that I don't like my other work, but it's a very different sort of collaborative work.
Science educators turning to the performing arts. You can read about it in Teaching Artists Journal. The national audience now and a worldwide audience being exposed to this via Forbes magazine. And here, the subject of science meeting the arts, music meeting the arts, the center of what we do each day here on Mosaic, where music meets the arts. Congratulations to all of you. A final thought then, a timetable, when we might expect the climate change? Is there the target then? You said, Heather, it would probably be a part of this year's upcoming dance theater performance. Do we have a finish date in mind?
Yep. Look for the first performance of our climate change piece, spring 2019, in April, as part of the University Theater Dance Concert, CMU Bush Theater.
Congratulations to all of you on coming up with such a unique partnership, and thanks for taking the time to share it all with us today. Great work. Have fun smashing it together, keeping it on target, layering it, parfaiting it. How many different analogies did we come up with today? And continuing to bridge it all together, stem into steam and back again. Exciting work. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us today.